Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Karen Conti and Legal Briefs. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about the Reiner family tragedy. The couple's net worth is estimated to be around $200 million. What happens to it now? What are the inheritance laws?
Well, there is what we call a slayer statute in California, which means that a person who kills another person intentionally cannot inherit from the victim's estate. So if Nick Reiner, he has been accused, of course, of the murder, and he will probably not be able to inherit. So even if his name is in the will or a trust, he will be treated as if he predeceased his parents, and the rest of his family will get whatever is left in that estate.
Is there a similar law in Illinois?
There is, and it's even stronger. Actually, a person cannot inherit life insurance and pension benefits if that person is deemed to be the person who killed him. Listen, it doesn't even have to be convicted of murder. Even under a civil burden of proof, if the person is deemed to have killed somebody. Also, there's you can't abuse an elderly person, and if you do that and the person dies, that is another way that the courts will disinherit somebody from the will or trust.
Interesting, because there was some talk that Nick Reiner could use some of that money to pay lawyers, to use it for his defense, but apparently he cannot, correct?
No, he can't, and I saw that, and that's just not the way it works. That, mm-hmm. And, if his siblings would like to do that, they are free to do that, of course, but he will not be entitled to any money from that estate.
Many new laws will go into effect here in Illinois on January 1st. Let's talk about some of these. One that will be of interest to many, the renewal of driver's licenses for older adults. What's the change in that law, Karen?
Well, the law raises the minimum age for the required in-person renewal. And for now, it's 75. So that means when you hit 75, you have to go in and get that test done. But now it's going to be 79. So from the ages of 79 to 86, you got to take a vision test, or if you have a violation, you have to take a written test, but you won't need to take a driving test based on age alone.
For police, background checks will change a bit. Explain this so-called Sonia Massie law.
Yeah, this is a law that is going to make the process of hiring law enforcement personnel a lot tighter, meaning that all the background checks have to be done thoroughly. There has to be a full release of the person's background checks for any job at all, including those that are related to law enforcement. And that would also include the disciplinary actions that have been taken. In the past, some of those have been withheld or they've been held under seal. And so this is going to open up that process to make sure that before anyone is hired in any capacity in law enforcement, there is a full background check.
There's also something new in the right to die law in 2026. Explain this, Karen.
Yeah, this is we're the 13th state that has a right to die law. And if you are an adult and you have a terminal illness and your prognosis is 6 months or less to live, and you're capable of making healthcare decisions, meaning if you have dementia or Alzheimer's or something like that, you probably won't be able to use this law. But you then will get two physicians to say that this is the case and the person is of sound mind, and then you are able to get a medicine that you must self-administer. You can't have anyone else do it. So this is hopefully going to alleviate people who are in great amounts of pain and know the end is near.
Gun laws aren't changing as much as some people would like them to, but there is something new with the Safe Gun Storage Act here. What is that all about?
Yeah, it just tightens up the laws, and it says that if you have a gun and you must lock it up if there are three things, a minor in the house or somebody at risk who might be suicidal, say, or someone who is not entitled to have a gun, so somebody who might be a felon. And if you don't do that, you are going to be able to be fined up to $10,000. There's also a part of the law that will help trace guns that have been lost or stolen, and it requires people whose guns have been stolen or lost to report them immediately.
Also, and we're talking about new laws in the state. Is that it, Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The missing persons reporting law is going to go into effect on January 1st. What does that entail?
Well, for anyone who likes true crime, this is one that you're going to like, because you always know that, no, you have to wait 48 hours before we'll make a report. And during that 48 hours is when you should be, you know, doing the investigation. So this ends the waiting periods for filing missing persons reports. So it doesn't matter the person's age, mental health, possible foul play, when they went missing. The police must take a report when someone goes missing immediately.
And this sounds like a welcome law, a change in the food handling training. How is that going to affect the people who do that?
Yes, there's going to be required training for people who handle food to get training in allergens and gluten and celiac. With so many people having these problems these days, and you go to a restaurant and you think you're getting something free of those things and you don't. So this is going to really tighten up the training for people to make them aware of what they're serving to people and how it affects them.
We have time for one more. Let me ask you about this eviction law change. This is about trespassing too, right?
Yeah, this is a good one, because in the past, when there were squatters on your property or trespassers or people who came to your house and wouldn't leave, you couldn't just have the police get them out. You'd have to go through a full eviction process, which is expensive and time-consuming, and it creates a dangerous situation when someone's in your house that you don't want. So now the police are going to be able to remove people from homes if they're not wanted, if they're trespassing or squatting, and it can be done immediately without court process.
Karen Conti, thank you as always. And Karen, have a terrific holiday.
To you too, everyone.